Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chelsea, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right, Chelsea.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into anything with the Guardians or anything competitive, could a scandal with Shohei Ohtani be anything but the worst possible thing that could happen to Major League Baseball right now?
You know, I guess there's a few ways to look at that. I think from the any PR is good PR perspective, this is something Major League Baseball has never seen on a scale I certainly have never experienced while covering it. So people are paying attention. But I think by and large, if Shohei Ohtani ends up being, you know, marred any further by this, if details come out that look bad for him or make him look worse, that is a huge problem, because I don't think any player has ever been as important financially to his league and his team and sort of the global growth of the sport than he has. And I think that's why you're seeing everyone sort of rally to his defense.
What did you think of his comments yesterday and his statement?
You know, the one thing that we have learned from Shohei Ohtani is not to expect anything publicly. So for me, that was more than I expected him to say. And frankly, I think lended a lot of credibility to his story, because, you know, whatever you think of what Ohtani know or didn't know, or how stupid you'd have to be to see $5 million go from your account and not notice, you know, his lawyers are not going to let him go out there and subject himself, open himself up to defamation or things like that. Like, no one, you know, he has set a standard of not saying much. So to open up in this world, I think was noticeable, and I think kind of helpful, because he made a clear story about, you know, what he knew and when he knew it, which was nothing, as he says. And I think that it's hard to believe that his people would let him do that if he wasn't telling the truth. Maybe that's what they want you to think, but I think having him say more than he usually says was really powerful, and I think his delivery was kind of firm, and it just felt like he was opening up more than he's opened up, and certainly it wasn't, you know, a massive revelation on his part about his thoughts and feelings and everything, but more than usual in that case, I think was really important.
Chelsea James joining us from the Washington Post. With that, if we can take the little scandal, and I'll call it little at this point, out of the picture for a second, how stunning is it, his move to the Dodgers, the money involved, and as you said, the international impact that his presence in the game has today?
He's one of a kind. You know, I was talking to Stan Kasten, who's the Dodgers CEO, on the field in Seoul when they opened their season last week. And I asked him, I was like, do you think, you know, we've gone all these years with the Yankees hat being sort of universal. You see it in photos all over the world from people you're pretty sure don't even really know who the Yankees are. And I asked him if he thinks that's the Dodgers now. And he said, certainly in Japan. And, you know, I think he's right. Like, the Dodger brand, because of Shohei Ohtani, has become, you know, the cool brand, the hip team, where, you know, that's who you root for if you don't know anything about baseball, because they're famous and they're glitzy and Ohtani's on that team. And I think financially, and I think in terms of bringing eyes to the sport, it's stunning. It's sort of a perfect match for baseball in terms of bringing in money and attention. And it'll be a lot of fun to watch, and fun to watch him in the postseason, which I think is an important part of that move for him too.
You said you were in Seoul, South Korea. How do you think the series went, and how was it received?
It went great, I think. You know, it meant a lot to the people in South Korea, and that was obvious. And Major League Baseball made sure that people there were the first to get tickets. You had to have a Korean phone number to apply and stuff like that. So, and I think having Ha-Seong Kim there was great. I think it was the perfect two teams for baseball. And, you know, I don't think it was the worst thing for the Ohtani thing to break sort of a world away. You know, it gave them a few days to kind of figure things out, but it was a real once in a lifetime experience. And it's hard to put into words the Ohtani mania that exists, you know, in Korea, of course, but just anywhere near Japan. It's just a different level.
We're looking for mania here in Cleveland, Chelsea. I don't think we have mania here in Cleveland. Instead, we have a new manager and a philosophy that seemed to work with the other manager. You're not jumping in feet first and signing guys and everything else. Steven Vogt taking over for Terry Francona. Does anything about what's going on here in Cleveland kind of tickle your fancy for the start of this season?
You know, it's not the most exciting group, as you know. I think it is the kind of team that we've looked at for years, and I'm not sure that this is even the strongest group within that few-year cycle, where you kind of look at them and you say, you know what, they'll probably do more than I expect them to based on the names in the roster. You sort of expect the pitching to be good regardless of who's involved. And certainly with Bieber and McKenzie, there are some familiar names there and Class at the end and everything. But it's just a group you sort of expect to be in it, not be blown out of the AL Central, to benefit from that division. And then maybe if they can make things click, you know, figure out how to make a run after the deadline. But yeah, it's not a group that I think, and maybe you feel differently, has improved this offseason. And I'm sort of curious to see whether that is the case and whether they can continue to just develop their way into contention every year.
I agree with you completely. I look at it and I think improvement. I don't see it. I don't know that I see regression, but I just keep wondering where are they gonna score some runs? Are you gonna finally find some outfielders who can hit? And my fingers are crossed, Chelsea, that the rotation holds up, because I think there are question marks in it.
Yeah, and for more reasons than one, right? Like you want Shane Bieber to be healthy so that if you need to trade him, you could trade him and get something for him if the year is not going well. There's just all these reasons to kind of hope that they stay healthy. But I don't know, they always seem to find a way, and we know they're kind of pesky in the way they, you know, manufacture runs, and that all seems to still be there. I think, you know, with the TV money, that is a believable reason not to spend, but it certainly feels like there were affordable upgrades available and potentially still are. You know, when Adam Duvall is signing for, I think, was it $2-4 million, you know, guys like that could help, I think, and seem to be out of the range. So it's kind of tough to figure out, but also there are so many teams that are tough to figure out and don't get as much out of what they have as the Guardians do annually. So it's kind of hard to write them off. But yeah, it's a group that doesn't seem to be, yeah, attention, excitement, mania are not words that I think will be relevant to them this year.
When you take those out of the thesaurus, that's, right?
Yeah, that's
good.
That's about how we feel as well when it's come to it. We kind of looked at this entire offseason and been like, well, this is a real shoulder shrug, ho-hum type of offseason. The only thing that's interesting that they haven't done, and you're starting to see it, you know, the Rockies just made a move. You saw it with Jackson Chirinos with the Brewers, is getting these younger guys under a long-term contract extension, kind of the Alex Anthopoulos, you know, idea of like, okay, let's get these guys, let's buy out their ARB years, let's do this. Is this a movement that's taking place in baseball? And is it something that you think a team like the Guardians should possibly look into, is making these investments into these kids who are 20, 21, and saying, we're going to buy your ARB years out?
It makes so much sense for them. And you know that they're sort of a smart organization, seemingly. It's funny. I think I asked Chris Antonetti a few years ago, you know, what he thinks of these like early extensions or even sort of later extensions, like what the Braves have been doing, just in terms of their value to teams in markets that aren't going to be able to pay Boris clients and free agency and stuff like that. And he said, you know, you have to evaluate what you know of the players versus what you're willing to kind of risk on them. And, you know, I think that's probably how you have to evaluate these guys. Like, they are the kind of team that has to find some kind of cost certainty to function. You have to get something out of young players. You have to get something out of pre-ARB guys and ARB guys. And, you're not going to be able to bring back everyone in free agency. And so those are exactly the kind of teams that benefit most, I think, from these early extensions and can build around them. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if they need to wait a year to make sure they've totally got a handle on what will be coming in from cable revenue. I know a lot of that is set for this year, but not beyond. So I don't know, but it certainly makes a ton of sense. And when I asked him about that, it was something that Antonetti had thought about. You could tell there was a cost evaluation that he had kind of thought through and a process for when those make sense.
Chelsea Janes joining us from the Washington Post, covers Major League Baseball for the Post. In talking about some of the young guys, Kyle Manzardo is kind of the poster child here for why isn't this guy here right now? And with everything with service time that baseball has done to make it maybe more advantageous for the players to come up, Chelsea, and for teams not to get penalized as much, I wonder, it makes me think the only reason that he's not here right now is because they think he's not quite ready, needs to be finished off a little bit. You tell me. I would think you would bring the guy up, especially with what's been put in place by baseball, to kind of balance that service time issue a little bit.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Totally. I think there's more incentive than ever, obviously. But for some reason, you know, we saw it with the Orioles and Jackson Holliday. And, you know, I have spent a lot of time around the Nationals, and they've got a kid, James Wood, who's ready, who's not going to be on the opening day roster. It's something is holding people back right now. And you don't want it to be service time. That's kind of uncomfortable. You want everyone to be operating in good faith. And, you know, but it seems like, you know, Manzardo, too, like the numbers are there. He's 23. It's not that young, right? Like
a lot of AAA at bats.
Yeah, you would think that this is the time. So maybe it's that simple. Someone brought this up to me, and I have no understanding of whether this is actually how anyone thinks. But when you know, in order to get the draft pick compensation from bringing up a guy onto your opening day roster, if you know, if he ends up winning a Rookie of the Year award or finishing in the top three, you get credit for that. There's a lot of competition for that this year. You know, do you think that Manzardo is going to beat out Jackson Holliday for the Rookie of the Year award? Do you think, you know, there's a million Orioles prospects that feel like they're on their way? You know, are people thinking of it like this, we're not going to get enough out of him to get the pick back? I don't know, but it's a little puzzling, and it seems like it's happening, you know, places, multiple places right now, and I'm not quite sure why.
Great to have you with us, Chelsea. Thank you very much. Season already underway. Really gets going on Thursday, and we hope to have you back to talk about a Guardians team that is stunning all of us.
Yes, Yes, Mania for sure.
Yes, the Mania. It will be back.
You'll be the first phone call when we hit Mania.
We hit. Yeah. We become manic. You're on, Chelsea. Thank you. Chelsea Janes joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She writes for the Washington Post. You can follow her on Twitter at her name, Chelsea_Janes, Janes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.